No, it's not. This is Mickey the Putney Oracle from Ben Dover's Raised on Radio with a review of the Jim Kirkpatrick gig, which took place on the 10th of March at the Pizza Express in Soho. Hello, you lovely listeners. The title of this review is We Have a New Guitar Hero. I'm in the middle of a horrendous journey with train cancellations, tube delays and heavy rain. I've got nothing better to do than recall the last time I saw Jim Kirkpatrick play at the Cavern Pub in Raynes Park and wonder if the strange coincidences of that night might unfold again. I walk into the venue, go downstairs and immediately clap eyes on Jem Davis, who gives me a big smile, a hug and makes me feel instantly better. Jem said he was about to go on stage very soon, so I quickly sat down and struck up a conversation about music with the couple on the table next to me. The guy seemed familiar and was wearing an FM t-shirt, but I couldn't place him. However, after a short conversation, it turns out I'm talking to Lloyd Gilbert, the FM stage manager who helped set up my interview with Pete Jupp at the O2 in Islington last year. How weird's that? I knew then this was going to be a special night, and so it was. The lights went down. The band opened with the title track from Ballad of a Prodigal Son. And from that moment, the audience was swept along in a tsunami of brilliant songs from Jim's repertoire. When a set list boasts songs like No Such Thing as a Sure Thing, Razor's Edge, 61 and 49, Change Priorities, along with Full Time Occupation, Dead Man Walking, and a superb cover of the Eddie Floyd song 5 Years, you can't go wrong. Jim is in spectacular form, and his playing reaches heights that very few guitarists achieve. Jim adds a rich tapestry of sound, and Ollie his usual steady bass and backing vocals, while Leon displays a feel of Simon Kirk the more I see him. And that's a big compliment from me. Anyway, we needed a 15-minute break just to recover from the onslaught. The second set was just as intense, as Jim sang and played like a monster while the band thundered on like a locomotive with songs like Union Train, Got to Know and Brave New World. During Brave New World, Jim suffered some technical issues with the guitar effects, which he handled effortlessly and laughed off before firing off a blistering solo. The hits kept coming until a once-in-a-lifetime moment of magic occurred. Jim talked about his friendship with the late Bernie Marsden and struck the opening chords to Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, and you could cut the atmosphere with a knife. Jim took the audience beyond the clouds, ripped through a searing solo, came back to the chorus and finally to the end when the whole place erupted. It was a fitting tribute to Bernie, full of power and emotion. And it was the highlight of the show. Always on the Road brought us back to our senses, and the Rory Gallagher song, I Fall Apart, restored calm. There could only be one encore, and a powerful rendition of Road of Bones from Dead Man Walking closed the show. What a fantastic night, and I can't wait to see Jim back at the Cavern Pub in Raynes Park on the 22nd of April for the Guitar Heads gig. Forget the comparisons with Joe Bonamassa. Jim is way out there on his own. Backstage Talk. I sneaked into the backstage area, a small table with a few t-shirts and bundles of CDs, looking for a scoop or scandal like any good Sun newspaper reporter. As you all know, I have a very short list of favourite guitarists, and Jim Kirkpatrick is firmly on it, so I walked up to him and just said, what's all this English Joe Bonamassa shit? I mean, Joe's a great guitarist and all that, but you're way out there on your own, and tonight was simply sensational. He looked a little bit taken aback, but I meant every word I said. I reminded Jim that the last time we'd seen each other was at the Rains Park Cavern last year and asked him what he'd been doing since the end of the last FM tour. His reply was, "What haven't I been doing? Recording the new FM album and preparing for the South American leg of the tour." I wondered if anything special was planned for the 40th anniversary tour, and Jim told me he was playing an acoustic evening with Steve Overland in Madrid on the 21st of May for one night only. Finally, as always, I asked Jim if there was anything going on behind the scenes that I needed to know about, and he whispered, "The FM single's out and the new album is released on the 3rd of May." Making sure I wasn't being followed, I tiptoed over to Jim Davis and said to him, "You look fantastic. How do you feel?" And he replied, "I feel really good." So I then asked him when rehearsals start for the FM tour, and he confirmed that they'd already started and that the band were due to fly out to South America the coming Friday. We shared a few secret anecdotes on blood pressure tablets and statins before Jim uttered the word porridge, and I agreed, whilst reluctantly accepting this to be a sign of our times. I then slipped away into the rain-soaked night without leaving a trace.